You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. That's the definition of a good-looking person, looking for and finding the good in life. And if we found good in abundance today, buckle up, get ready, because you will be thanking me for years to come, because you're going to be immersed. Enjoy, and you'll understand why in just a few minutes. It's because she's wonderful. She is the essence of joy. So welcome to the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore, the ambassador of joy. And we're here for your benefit. That's all. The only reason we're here is for you to become the best you possible. And you tuned in for one reason, and one reason only, is the best reason in the whole world, because you care the most in the entire world about you. And that's great. Because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And right now, you're being joined by somewhere around 370,000+ people around the world. And by the time we bring on our amazing, wonderful guest, Joy Willett, it'll be over 380,000 people. And I thank you so much for making this one of the top podcasts in the world. And you're continually urging your family and friends to join. And thank you. And pretty soon we're looking forward to breaking the 500,000 mark in just the next few months, because you're always inviting family and friends around the world. Because, you know, again, it's all about benefiting you. Because when you live in joy, guess what happens? You become happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? So we discussed the three fundamentals of life on this podcast. And the three fundamentals of life are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. Now, in this case, a good number two, you go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. Lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental of life is to uncover the power and the sequence of everyday words and terms. Simple example. Right now, people around the world are watching or listening over the internet. Now, if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, it has to do with the internet. And if actually speak, they're correct. In our world, however, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what is a word, right? WHATA. And of course, a big tip of the hat and a thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song, What a Wonderful World, to go viral and not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. You never hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World. What do you do right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you could ever integrate, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. That's right. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I can tell you, recently I was in front of a wonderful group of young people, mostly under the age of 32. And I'm talking about the story of Barry Shore and talking about seeing miracles in life every day. And some people are raising their hand and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been out for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. You have water, drink, you have food, tea, a place to sleep, your family, your friends. Every single one of those is a miracle. Now, what's the proof? Simplest proof in the world. 1 million people did not get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or you're listening, you didn't. Therefore, you now have an obligation to live life to the full. That's right, to live exuberantly. So let me tell you a quick story. Imagine, if you can, standing up in the morning, completely healthy and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. That's me. And in the evening, being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed, my neck down. That's me. And it was not an automobile accident. It wasn't a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, which I never heard of the day before. It took over my body and rendered me what's called a quadriplegic. Nothing in my body moved. I can only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital, 2 years in a hospital bed. I couldn't move. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips, my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. So I'm a tripod, not a biped. Can't walk up a stair by myself. Can't walk up a curb by myself. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. All because of one word, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. Smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, I'll come. Because she says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. It's the ability to understand the about to make a shift in your perspective. Now, I can tell you, I've been working with people for more than 4 decades. And when I work with people initially, 97.2% of all the people I work with drop the F in shift and the other stuff happens. So you got to be effing careful with your Fs. You want to shift your perspective just slightly. And guess what can happen? You can now internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn. And these are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation will determine your pathway in life and your trajectory. Now, before we bring on our amazing, wonderful Joy, she's so delightful. I want to warn her and everybody else that I do use a lot of 4-letter words. And I even use the 4-letter F-U word. I do it because of the shock value and it's fun. Now, of course, the 4-letter words that we use are, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, words like life, love, hope, free, gift, pray, play, swim. And the 4-letter F-U word, of course, is fun. Fun. Yes, F-U, capital N, capital N. So some people raise me and say, hey, Barry Shore. Fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world. In the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, it's spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends. I want you to point your finger, have a twinkle in your eye, and smile on your face, whatever it stands for, and tell everybody, F-U. But add right away, capital N, capital N. Where'd you get that? So I listen to Barry Shore. He wants to teach the world to F-U. We'll give you an opportunity to say, what are you talking about? What happened? What's this all about? And you can say, well, I met Joy today. So before we bring on wonderful Joy, I just want to urge everybody to use the 2 most powerful words in English language 3 times a day from now and the rest of your life, because they will help you become happier, healthier, and wealthier. And these 2 words are thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. To harmonize and nurture kindness. Kind is a wonderful acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody that inspires noble deeds that I want to share with you more than the amazing, wonderful Joy Willett. Wonderful Joy, please say hello to 386,922 people around the world.
Hello. Tis I, Joy.
So those of you who are privileged to be watching, not just listening, can see that she is both beautiful outside and inside. And you can tell she radiates. I mean, this is why I invited Joy to be with us today. And Joy, I ask you a quick question. When was the last time somebody said F you to you and you laughed?
Probably not in a while.
You're right. F-U, capital N, capital N. So if I started telling everybody all the details about Joy and what she does and how she does it and such, it will take the rest of the show. So I'm going to urge you to do the following. Go to my website, barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. Everything you want to know about Joy is going to be there. Her picture, the books that she writes, especially her latest book, which is really something I recommend for everybody. I am Joy and so are you. 19 authentic ways to uncover and elevate your natural happiness. But everything about her will be there. So just lean in right now. Experience what it means to be in the presence of joy, joy, joy. And just, and you want to write down a note, that's okay. But really just put the pen and paper away and lean in and let it flow through you, and then visit it later and listen again if you want. So Joy, let's just jump right in and ask the question that everybody wants to know, because it's such an amazing topic. From your perspective, what is joy, and why do you say that there are things called frequencies that are associated with it?
Yes, good question. That's yummy, Barry. Well, it is, in my humble and holy opinion, that's what I-M-H-S-O, joy is a frequency. And I know that your listeners and everyone watching this and listening to this can know that it's kind of a different feeling than just being happy. Joy is, to me, very exuberant. And actually, on the late David Hawkins scale or map of consciousness, which a lot of folks have used to define the frequencies of emotions, right? And so, and that's in my book, by the way, because joy is actually at a frequency level higher than love, which is astonishing, isn't it? Yeah. And just below peace and bliss. So it has an active energy. And how I like to term it, you know, there's a section in my book I can read if you want, but it's joy. To me, there's a trilogy. It's heart set, mindset, and soul set. And so these kind of combinations give us these this experience of joy. And why I wrote my book, Barry, and you'll love this, is that, you know, over my decades, and I'm not a spring chicken either, you know, I mean, I'm getting up there, and I've been practicing and doing my so-called work for about, let's say, 3.5 decades. It's really, we're when we are born, we are doing our work and our essence. It is to be able to be, to find joy. There's so many different ways to shift your mindset, your heart set, and even your soul set to a higher frequency, and to let go of whatever stuff you're carrying, to let go of that, you know. And that's why I did write the book. And, you know, I'm a mindset trainer and mentor for many, many years. And my work and my passion is to help people become free so they can have that joyful and joyous life, which we all
have. Let me unpack, because there's just so much you've given thus far in these few minutes, and it's really wonderful. I want to unpack a few things that you mentioned, because they are, one at the same time, astounding, revelatory, and real. Mm-hmm. Why? When you say that the frequency of joy, and again, when we talk about frequency, think of a radio. Radio, everybody knows that there are two different modulations on the radio spectrum. Something called the AM, the amplified modulation, and the FM, which we call frequency modulation. And the ability to tune in to any particular frequency is entirely within your grasp. This is what you're telling us. Every person has the ability. So one, if you want to turn the dial to the frequency of joy, and notice I didn't say joy, joy, because that's what it is. That frequency, as you just articulated, is higher than love, higher than peace.
Just a little below peace, excuse me. It's right in the middle. Peace slash bliss would be a little bit higher then joy, and then love is. So it's kind of sandwiched in between.
Good. So once you get into those higher frequencies of joy, potentially bliss, love, let's be blunt, everybody. Why would you not want to live there? Why would you ever not? Now, let's go and unpack something that you said, the HMS. There's the heart set, the mind set, and the soul set. So how does one, now that we both mentioned frequency, how does one begin to tune the dial to find that frequency called joy?
You know, it's going to be dependent upon who's looking for it and who's wanting to reenact it in their body, in their soul, in their frequency. When we're born, you know, look at any baby, right? They're joy filled, and puppies are joy filled, and you know, we're just naturally come from that state of joy. Is a natural state. And then as we get older, and you know, we are told you can't do this, you know, blah blah blah, all the things that we're told to grow up and get real and all of those things, and we stifle ourselves, and then we're in organizations, whether it's schools or religions, whatever it is, so we fit in, and we squelch that inner joy, right? And so it's about uncovering that. It's about letting it come out. And it's going to be dependent upon who is looking for it, because we're all unique, beautiful, stained glass representations of universe, God, source, right? And so we're going to have our own special ways to elevate that joy. And that's why I said it can be through our heart set. Some people love to give or feel the emotions. It can be through our mindset, you know, letting go of those limiting beliefs and, you know, the yada, yada, yadas in our minds, and say, you know, through different various methods, and getting your mind and heart clear, your mindset, your heart set. And I say soul set too, because to me, it's also a connection to our spirit, to spirit, because to me and my BS or belief system, Barry, is, you know, we're just renting these bodies for a short period of time. And at some point we go somewhere else, or we reside in that other level, and we can all tune into that other level too.
So let me go back to something you said, because I think it's fundamental to the human condition to understand that what joy is sharing with us is that this is your natural state. Mm-hmm. You're born in joy, no matter the circumstances. You could be born in one of the most difficult circumstances ever, and we can all imagine something like that are happening in the slums or the inner cities and such. And yet, as you said, the babe is a natural process called joy. So the ability to begin to come close to touching your normal natural state, that takes work. And that's the work of what you have been doing for, thank God, many, many years, working with NLP, working with hypnosis, working with the tools that enable somebody to touch the frequency of joy. And once you do, once you taste it, it's like tasting chocolate the first time. Wow, that is really good. Sometimes with chocolate, you can eat too much. I am going to make a statement. With joy, you can't have too much.
Never, ever.
Oh, because, nice.
I was just going to say, because if you have too much joy, guess what will happen? It will overflow to everyone else.
Oh, it's the genius.
Your cup will run it over.
That's why one of the most famous perfumes in the world, Hello, was called Joy, J-O-I. It's it's wonderful. On that high note, we're going to go to a commercial break. We have sponsors that love us, and we vet them. We wouldn't urge you to get involved in the service or product unless we have already approved of them. So we're going to be going to that commercial. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes with wonderful more Joy. Be right back after this brief break. Don't go away. Good day, everybody. I have some great, wonderful news for you. Everybody knows that fasting is healthy. Fasting? Healthy? That's right. However, it can be challenging. Not with Prolon. P-R-O-L-O-N. Prolon is fasting with food. That's right. Fasting. And you get to eat food. It all starts with Prolon's five-day program. You get snacks, soups, beverages, and it's all designed to activate your body's fasting state. It's like anything you've ever experienced. I must tell you, if I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I would use. It's convenient. It's backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. So right now, Prolon is offering the Joy of Living listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. I urge everybody, go to prolonlife.com/Barry. That's prolonlife.com/Barry for this special offer. 10% off for listeners to the Joy of Living, because you like to live well, and using Prolon will help you live life well. So please go to prolonlife.com, prolonlife.com/Barry for this special offer. Do it now. You will thank me. I love it when you're healthy and happy and making a difference in the world. Best wishes. Bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking, so always looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. And her name is Joy Willett. Everything you want to know about Joy, and you do want to know, she's remarkably gifted and talented and capable of helping you on many, many levels. Go to my website, barryshore.com, BarryShore.com, and there's just so much goodness there. So we've been talking about joy, frequency, heart, mind, and soul. So let's talk about the obvious that nobody seems to discuss, and yet it seems so fundamental to understanding how to get close to those frequencies. And that is, or are, the levels of consciousness that a human being enters into and out of on a daily basis. What are the levels of consciousness, and how does one enter into them to get into a state where you can really have joy as part of your life? Let's take the first level of consciousness, would be what?
Oh, the very bottom level of consciousness? Or are we talking about closer? Well, the negative emotions, obviously. Is that what we're talking about, Barry? You know,
well, let's start with the level of consciousness that everybody is in the awakened state. Because there's the awakened state, then there's the subconscious, which usually happens at night, and then the super conscious. Let's talk about first where we are as regular people going about our daily activities. How can one raise that consciousness so that even in the midst of what seems to be routine, you can now bring joy into it?
Yes, yes, yes. There's so many different ways to raise your consciousness. And we're talking about, it's like a pyramid. The map of consciousness that the late David Hawkins wrote about, and he wrote, a brilliant man. I don't know if you've read other books of his, Barry. He was brilliant. But it was the so-called negative emotions. We're not putting them down. They're just part of how we live and survive as human beings. You know, whether we have sadness or anger or jealousy or, confusion. Maybe we're very intellectual. You know, when you get to the intellectual kind of neutral states. That's kind of in the middle ground. And then you have where you're starting to feel good, like happy, and you're feeling excited, maybe. You're feeling motivated. These will be, as we're rising up the pyramid. And then when we're getting into those upper frequencies, we're going to have at the top, we've got love, and then we have joy, and then we have peace. And for some people, they also say slash bliss, right? Bliss, you know, feeling ecstatic. You know, some people take drugs for that. You know, you can reach these things naturally, everyone. You can. And there's different ways. And in my book, I did explain the 19 ways of getting to that. But we have connection. We have getting into community with each other. We have going out onto the earth, one of the fastest ways, besides breathing. If you want to get out of state really fast, deep breathe and blow it out. Just breathe in and blow it out. That is going to reset your nervous system, right? If it's off kilter. Walking, get outside, sit by a tree, sit next to your house plant, get in nature. Nature is huge these days to reset your nervous system. Pat your dog, talk to a neighbor, sing, listen to music. Music, of course, as Barry knows, and sings, and it has also beautiful frequencies to elevate us, right? There's so many different ways. For me, I love getting outside. I'm an outside junkie. Get me out into somewhere beautiful or take a walk. You can just take a walk through a neighborhood. You can be in a city park. You're going to find, when, like Barry says, when you're looking for the good, you're going to find it. You know, talk to the birds and the trees and the flowers, talk to the angels or whoever you want to talk to, you know, to and say, give me a sign, give me that miracle, surprise me, you know. I like to blow bubbles. I love blowing bubbles.
This is so fun.
And I love flying kites. I go down and fly a kite. I blow bubbles all the time. In fact, my clients and my students, we blow bubbles, so. Yeah.
So blowing, this is wonderful because I want everybody to understand that what Joy is discussing is, first of all, a path for joy. So what is joy? Joy is an amazing acronym. It stands for Journey of You. That's what joy stands for, Journey of You. Remember, this show today is not about Joy Willett, as wonderful as she is, or Barry Shore, fabulous guy. It's about you. Why are you? And the idea of play in life is so important to freeing oneself from what people could call the drudgery of life. I mean, thank God we're not there. Too many people feel life as a heaviness. What you want is to feel the lightness of life. You want to bring light into your soul successfully. That's an acronym for bliss. Bringing light into your soul successfully. Mm-hmm. That's bliss. So to be able to blow bubbles or to fly a kite or to do something, and I'm going to say it because I think you'll agree right away, wonderful Joy, I urge people that will listen to me, skip. Running is wonderful. It's a great exercise. Walking is fabulous. It's so good. I can barely do it, and I can't run in my current state. Skipping, you can skip even half a block. You do that, and you've shifted your frequencies.
That's really what you want to do.
And if you could hold on to somebody else, wow, you just helped you and somebody else. Now, if you really want to get bliss, bringing light, inspiration successfully today, then hold on to two people and preferably kids and skip. It will shift your perspective. So this is really fun. I'm so glad you talked about blowing bubbles and flying a kite. Play is the best way to bring joy into your life, at least in my humble opinion. So that's while we're in a waking state. Let's talk about, bring us please into the subconscious state. What does one do to get to use the subconscious state, which we'll call, for want of a better term, sleep?
Sleep. Well, one of the ways, simple ways, is that before you go to bed or go to sleep, you know, you can listen to a meditation. You can record your own meditations. You can work with that yourself. And you use the I am. The I am happy. I am peaceful. I am sleeping like a baby, even though babies sometimes don't sleep so well. But I'm sleeping with beautiful dreams. I am going to wake up feeling refreshed. You can record that, or you can listen to beautiful music, because there's a lot of music now, even on YouTube or on your Pandora. You can get the Hertz levels, so that have the frequencies of higher frequencies for different vibrational healing in the physical body. Making sure that when you go to sleep, have that also, that gratitude. Go through your day. I'm so grateful for everything that went on. I'm grateful for even the things that didn't seem to go well, but I'm grateful for them. Bring that attitude of gratitude into your day, through the day. And at the end of the day, say, thank you for everything. Thank you. Thank you for the little things. Thank you for the big things. Thank you for what you are, even if nothing happens, so-called, even though there's miracles every moment. I'm grateful for what tomorrow will bring. I'm grateful for the stars. I'm grateful for the moon outside, right? I'm grateful for the owl that I'm hearing. Everything is magical, guys. We are in a complete, we'll call it a bubble of miracles and magic. And when you open up yourself, oh, I could cry right now, tears of joy.
Right.
Because when you are opened to these and you realize that everything is a miracle, you are a walking miracle. Every single person is a divine, beautiful fragment of source. There's no one else like you. That's the miracle. You're completely unique. No one else will be like you, Barry, or me ever again in this configuration. That is a miracle. And so also for the people that, you know, gratitude for those you love, gratitude for those that you are looking to meet, gratitude for what you can give.
So right. Let me, so in terms of the subconscious, what we want to do, this is what Joy is urging, is that you want to understand that you are in control of this remarkable period of time that we're going to call sleep, where you're going to be in your subconscious realm for some number of hours, whether it's 6, 7, or 8, and you can direct your thoughts, your mind, your soul towards things that are ideas, rather, not things, ideas that are positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. As you mentioned, use gratitude as your base. And when you do that, there's a feeling that comes over you. So as you lay your body down to rest in gratitude, you're going to be in a place for a number of hours, and therefore everything about your sleep will be better. So that when you do awaken, whatever period of time later, you're going to awaken in a modality already of joy. So now let's go into a realm that is really not usually available to people unless they work at it. And that is the super or supra conscious mind. How does one begin to approach the super conscious mind?
Yes. The super conscious. So it's kind of a new term lately. And I am certified in the super conscious, you know, which is fun. However, the super conscious mind is what connects all of us together. It connects all of us at those upper, higher levels. If we, and again, this depends on one's BS or belief system, right? But my belief system is that we are connected to source, God, universe. And I do work with the different kingdoms. I'm an ordained minister too, Barry, for a ceremony. And it is that we are connected up here. And it's fascinating because there is a realm where we can, now again, going in this, even especially when we're sleeping, there's so many different kinds of dreams, but we are also connecting to other people that we know, to people we don't know, to, you know, we could say angels, you know, a source. There's a lot of different ways that we connect, but we're always connected to each other, and we don't always have to be connected. So there's, again, that's a whole other topic, isn't it? I mean,
right. Let's give an example, if you can, of a pathway into the superconscious. Is the superconscious while one is in the waking state, in the sleeping state, or is it an in-between place? In other words, is meditation, almost by definition, a superconscious process?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would say that. I was just thinking that, and you said it out loud. Meditation is one of the best ways to get to access those higher levels of consciousness where we reside, right? Again, for me, I consider that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and that we are meditation. And there's different ways to meditate, but those who are, you know, again, there's different ways to connect with superconscious or the it's a little closer to the earth plane than just complete consciousness. So again, but just meditation, prayer is a little bit like that, only prayer is more specific, where you're, you know, a prayer, you're putting something out. Meditation, you're really allowing more. And then you can meditate with an intention. Right. You can meditate with this intention of connection. And there's different ways that you can. And mostly, Barry, it's about, and for everyone here who's having fun listening to us, it's about getting into that state of innocence and wonder. The child to be like a child. Children are, they like that. I'm getting the shiver meters. Children are connected with source. That's why they're full of joy. That's why they're full of expression. That's why they're authentically themselves. And we are children in different levels of age in our physical bodies.
So, I'm so glad you mentioned this. Again, everything you want about access to Joy and her world, go to barryshore.com, BarrySHore, barryshore.com. It's all there. So numerous times I've spoken over the years and written books on this, that every human being has four ages that you live in at the same time. You have a chronological age, a metabolic age, a mental acuity, and an SOW, which I'll tell you in just a moment because it's exactly what you just spoke about. So chronological age, of course, is just a number. You've been X number of years in the world. In this case, I'm 75 chronologically. I am 48 metabolically. Why? Because I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. And I've been doing that now for years. So I have a wonderful tan and I swim for 100 minutes nonstop. And so I'm 48 on the metabolic chart. I am 28 mental acuity because I work with a lot of 20 years old, basically people from 23 to 30 in my internet projects and things like that. So I have to be very up to speed on a lot of things. That's my mental acuity. What I'm really most interested in is what I share with people is called the SOW. I'm an 8-year-old. So even Joy is saying, Barry, I love you. What's an SOW? Sense of wonder. I'm an 8-year-old. And I urge people, you really want to be between 6 and 9. Below 6, It's great, still exploring. It's hard to articulate. Between 6 and 9 is when you can actually really open up eyes and heart and mind. What's going on every day, every moment is exploring. When you get into double digits already, the world comes closing in and boxes you. But in the 6, 7, 8, and 9, it's, oh, wow, I love the world. And everybody, you can have your own SOW between 6 and 9. You just choose it. And once you choose it, now you're living in the world that Joy is sharing with us. Joy, I need to begin the process of uncovering and talking about how people can free themselves from the bonds and the bounds of the box that people inevitably get put in because that's what society is about. So how does one begin the process of freeing oneself? Let's do this before we go to our commercial break.
Yes. I would say let's activate and elevate your level of curiosity. Get curious about the world. Just like that's going to bring in that sense of wonder too. That's one of the ways to, there's even meditations we do just on innocence and wonder and being childlike. That's what in my book too, to play, to get curious. Like children are curious about everything. What is that? Why? Who? And also remember who you are when you were a child. Remember how you really get back into, how did you like to play? How did you feel? And be around those things that and people that made you feel like a kid again. That is going to keep your mind sharp and free. You're going to have good emotions and feel, you're going to be fun to be around. People will instantly be magnetized to you.
Well, I can tell you, Joy, F you, capital M, capital N. So we're going to go to a break right now. Again, we vet these sponsors. We urge you to patronize them because we wouldn't have them on anyway otherwise. And we'll be right back with more Joy after this brief message. Don't go away.
What if you could shop at your favorite local stores, swipe your current credit card, and get extra cashback rewards? And what if you could also have donations sent to your favorite cause at no extra cost to you? What if this amazing program was absolutely free and very simple to set up? Well, What If is here. Welcome to Einstein Cares, where your everyday shopping gives you and your favorite cause extra money. It's fast, it's easy, and effortless.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking. You're always looking for and finding the good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, thanks, Angela, to harmonize and nurture kindness, for keep inspiring other people to join in and listen to the podcast, rate it, and God willing, we're on the road to 500,000 weekly listeners. It's all because of you. Just share this with 5 people. That's all we ask. You want to do 50 or 100, it's up to you. At least 5. That way we're going to touch right now over 1.5 million people around the world with Joy's message. Joy, in the remaining few minutes we have, let's talk about activating bliss. Ooh. Bliss. What a wonderful word. Bliss. What is it you think and how do we touch it?
Bliss. Well, the few times that I have actually felt lasting bliss, I mean, we all get into states of bliss, even if it's, it's just that energized, supersized joy, right? And that peace element too. Bliss is where you're in complete union, right? With everything, that everything is amazing. It's not even a concept. It's a whole body experience, really, isn't it? And yeah. That can happen when you're yawning, no, when you're running down a beach, when you're running into the water, when you're opening up your Christmas present, when you're at a birthday party. But it's really more about that when you get to that point, and I would say more through meditation or sitting outside quietly, you're going to feel that bliss where you just know everything is absolutely perfect, just the way it is. There's nothing else to do. It's all good. It's all good. And I'm going to use a quote by, well, there's Buddha quotes and there's Rumi quotes and, you know, and one by Byron Katie, who I love too. I don't know if you're familiar with her work, Barry. And she said, when you become a lover of what is, the war is over. It's over. When you become a lover of everything, meaning you accept this.
I am really touched by a couple of these words that you've used. Curiosity, wonder, wow. People hear things and they say the word wow. Wow is a great acronym that stands for words of wonder. And the ability to use that word of union to unite our physical, mental, spiritual being in that alignment into bliss. And God willing, our prayer is that every single person that's listening and that you will share this with will have the experience of bliss sometime or sometimes in their life and will use the pathway that Joy is beginning to outline here to be able to feel it, touch it, and share it on a regular basis. SHARE is a great acronym that stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy, which is what you're doing, wonderful Joy. I'm almost sorry to say these words. I am sorry to say these words. We're coming to a close of this particular time together. And I want to ask you three questions. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First question. Will you come back again?
I would love to. I would love to. Okay. Tears of joy.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Question number two. And you have only 80 seconds to answer this.
Okay.
Joy Willett, what is your most fervent desire?
My most fervent desire is to help others become free in themselves, free in themselves.
True. She's bringing hope to the world. Hope stands for helping others progress every day. That's what Joy does, freeing themselves to be able to enter into bliss. And the third is, may I give you a hug in front of 391,228 people around the world? Let me tell you what HUG stands for. HUG stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. And of course, this is the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, and our amazing guest, Joy Willett. And on this show, as you know, we work with the three fundamentals of life, which are number one, life, your life has purpose. When you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens, you go mad. Mad stands for make a difference in the world, just like Joy is doing, making a difference in the world. And the third is to uncover the power and the sequence of everyday words and terms. And the result is you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Right now, this is being carried over the internet. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are listening and watching, and you're going to share with five people, touch 1.5 million people around the world. www, what a wonderful world. And when you do that, you smile. Now, SMILE is one of the greatest acronyms to get over: internalize, utilize, and leverage. It stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Then you create the kind of world you want to live in. Listen to what Joy has shared with us to be able to get to bliss. You want to create the world.